This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. As many have known and others in Washington are just now learning, healthcare finances is incredibly complex. The cost of healthcare is certainly out of control, but is this because of medical technologies? There are three ways that technologies increase healthcare costs. First, unlike any other product, the decision to obtain a medical test or device does not usually rest with the patient. In America, we've decided that doctors or other health providers need to prescribe devices and tests, such as CAT scans and x-rays and medications. In contrast, when you choose a hotel, you take several things into consideration: the location, amenities, such as pools and gyms, the brand name, and, of course, the cost. For example, you're invited to a wedding. The hotel that is closest to the wedding is three times as expensive as one that's further away. But if you stay further away, you're going to need to rent a car. You weigh all of these factors and then decide which hotel you'll stay at. But with healthcare, the choice is not yours alone. Say you fall off a ladder and you hit your head. You're left with a large bump, but you're otherwise feeling okay. But you decide you'd best get checked in the emergency department. Once there, the doctors examine you and announce that there's a 98% chance that you're fine. But there is a very small chance that you might have an intracranial bleed. Now, they could simply send you home with a sheet describing warning symptoms that should bring you back to the hospital. Or, to be safe, and perhaps to avoid a future lawsuit, the doctors could order a $2,100 CAT scan. In theory, the decision is yours, but practically, you're sick and you don't have the knowledge or expertise to match that of the doctors. Economists call this product uncertainty. You forego the opportunity to make a decision based on your own values and allow the doctors to substitute their values for yours. The second way that technology increases costs is that insurance companies play an important role. Say you had to pay $2,100 for the CAT scan that had only a very small chance of benefit. They would opt to watch for warning signs. But when the insurance company covers most of the cost of the CAT scan, leaving us to pay only, say, $150, the decision may be very different. This is where the concept of moral hazard comes in. Research shows that we consume more healthcare when we have insurance to cover the majority of the cost. In this sense, insurance increases the demand for technology. Now, the third way that technology increases costs is with the drug or technology itself. Companies charge outrageous prices that have little to do with their development or manufacturing costs. So yes, in many ways, technology does drive up healthcare costs, often quite remarkably. Of course, there are examples where technology lowers costs and or greatly improves quality or length of life. So the problem isn't technology itself, it's how it's used. This is Dr. Mike Wilkes with a second opinion.